Parshas Yisroi. Ben. Yeah, Ben. Okay. Parshas Yisroi. Tavshin Ayin Dal. The Parshas Yisroi. An amazing parasha. As everybody knows, it's the parasha from Aseres HaDibrois, the first time. And it's Holoidovu. It's a very interesting to note that Yisroi's parasha, the parasha from Yisroi, is the parasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to be the parasha of Nesinas HaTorah, of giving of the Torah. Now we know Yisroi, in fact, even the etzem fact that a parish is named after Yisroi, Yisroi was a priest from Midian, a Midianite priest, with the collar and everything, that white collar. And used to hang out with the nuns. Nothing went on. At least on the top floor. Downstairs there was a lot of babies going on, but he hang out with the nuns. And here he is. Yisroi becomes the father-in-law of none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. Chosein Moshe. The Torah tells him, by Yisra Moshe, Chosein Midyan, Chosein Moshe. The Chosein of Moshe, the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. The one who brings down the Torah. And it's in his parasha that the Kodesh Baruch Hu decides to name a parasha after him. And the parshas is the parsha that includes the Aseres HaDibrois, Kabbalas HaTorah, Haloi Dovahu, something to be understood. Vayishma Yisro, and Yisro hears. Frek Rashi, Ma Shmua Shama Uba. What was the shmua that he heard and he came? Rashi's brother, when he was me when he came. Teretz is because everybody heard. Shamu amim yir gozun. Chilo chaz yeshe ploshes. Everybody heard that kriyas yamsuf. Everybody heard. The difference between Yisro and everybody, that Yisro did something about hearing. This was the greatness of Yisro, Rabbi Yisro. But I think that, as I was learning this week, my chavrus in the morning before Shachris, we came on an unbelievable chance, on an unbelievable Rashi, an unbelievable word in Rashi that describes and tells me this year, which I feel, many years we say maybe other mahalcha, but it's tied in, but this year I feel is an integral part to understand the godliness of Yisro. And why I believe that Yisro was the one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he should be add a parasha in his name. He was a ger, okay? There were many gerim throughout the generations. But Yisro's godless was something that's with Duyik and Rashi. Rashi comments on the Pasuk, Vayovo Yisroi, Perek Yudches Pasuk Chei, Vayovo Yisroi Choysei Moshe, Ubonov V'ishtoi El Moshe El Amidbar, Asher Hu Choy Neshom Bar Elokim. Yisro hears and he comes with Moshe and his children, his wife, El Moshe El Hamidbar, Asher Hu Choy Neshom Har Elokim. According to Mepharshim, now Yisro was coming to decide to be a ger, to join Klal Yisrael. So Rashi comments like this. Af anu yoidim shemid bahaya. What is the extra words in the pasuk el amidbar? We didn't know they were in a desert. Elash mishvachoi shel Yisroi diber hakasoi. The Torah spoke in Yisro's favor, in his praise. And here the pasuk lechor is giving us the gilui. What's the praise of Yisroi? What's the greatness of Yisro? What is it about Yisroi that made a difference? He was sitting in the covenant of the world. He came out to hear words of Torah. He came out to be carved to Torah. Pasuk Hey. I want to focus on a word that I was in Oyma this week, thanks to Didi again, the Boisai, that when I saw this word, it opened my eyes to an understanding of the greatness of Yisroi, that we have to learn up. To another area where I saw this word, and maybe it will give an unbelievable, a beautiful explanation to the godless of Yisroi. The Maisor of Boisai, we have to take us back in history. Yisro was a ger. He was a convert. But he wasn't the first. And I think we all know, Rabbi Sai, we're all aware of, or maybe we will become aware of, who was the first convert. And what made him a convert? What brought him to convert? What brought him to Judaism, or to what's called to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world? There's an unbelievable Rashi and a Gemara in Chagiga. Listen to a Gemara in Daf Gimel Lamed Aleph in Chagiga. The Gemara says like this: The Oimer Ma'yofu Pa'amayich Banolim Bas Nodif. How beautiful are Pa'amayich Banolim? The Gemara says, say, are your steps in your shoes? Bas Nodiv, Dorish Rava, said Rava, what's behind this pasuk? Yofu pa'amaya ban olive. Kamenoyin, how beautiful. Or Aglayan shall Yisrael, the feet of the Jewish people. Vishwasha oil in the regel. When they go up to me, Hashem is commenting. That's what Sefer Chagiga is about, on the beauty of the feet of Klal Yisrael. Bas Nodiv, the daughter of the Nodiv. Nodiv means a philanthropist, somebody who gives free will, out of his own free will. That's a Nodiv. A Nodiv, someone gives, not because he's forced, not because he's coerced, not because any other reason, but he gives out of his own free will, he wants to give. Zokt the Gemara. Bas Nodiv, who's the Nodiv? Bitoi shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham, the daughter of Avraham. These Yidden are the daughter of Avraham. Avinu, a father. Shenikra Nodif. He was a Nodif. He was a person that gave of his own free will. As the Pasuk says, Nidiva an esofa amel ohe Avraham. And when it gets to ohe Avraham, shoye tchila legeirim. The first ger was Avraham. And the way the Torah describes it as a nodiv, a philanthropist, somebody that gives out of his own free will. And there's a Rashi over here, Rabbi Sai, that's one of the most amazing comments that Rashi makes that teaches us an insight, Rabbi Sai. What an insight, Rabbi Sai. Listen to the insight that Rashi gives us and teaches us such an amazing thing. If we would go around the room right now, Rabbi Sai, and ask each and every individual over here, Rabbi Sai, what brought Avraham Avinu to convert? The whole world saw the same things that Avraham saw. The whole world was together with Avraham, and everybody believed in idols. They were idol worshippers. People came, and they made this piece out of stone, and they were bowing to this piece of stone. They were davening to it, please help me. And in front of them was a piece of sculpted skull, or maybe they made it was a bird, a picture of the sun, and there was a stone in front of them. Everybody said, "Mom's a stone," and people were worshiping it, even though it was ludicrous. Right? It was crazy. As everyone knows the story of with the idols. Avram came back one day. His father Terach, he had a major shop. The fact that he owned a shop for idol worship, that people paid him to buy idols, is an interesting thing in the same first place. But he owned a shop, and he was selling in the shop idols. What size do you want? You buy your own idol. You know, for the little kids, we have pet little idols. A little bigger, you have bigger idols. You have big monstrous idols for Mama and Papa Bear. And Avram comes home one day, Terach comes home and everything's smashed. Everybody has this in the coloring book. This is page 3 in the coloring book. All the idols are smashed down, and there's a hammer in the hand of one of the idols. And his father comes home. You don't understand how much money, how much you pay for a god, you know? How much can I get for that? No, $20,000, $1 million. What do you mean? It's your god, you know, you want? Okay, no problem. And here, Avram just destroyed the whole thing. You know, it takes time to build in those days idols. And here, Avram Mamash knocked it off the chart. It rolled down the floor, broken into pieces. Stamazah and Takasha had to get broken to pieces, any of them in the first place. But Terah comes home and he's furious at his son. He's furious. Come on, George. What's going on over here? Well, Dad, you don't understand what went on today. You can't imagine. I went out to the bathroom for a second. I came back. There was a battle royale in the ring. They were going at it, all the different idols of homage. This guy was scratching that one. That one was punching that guy in the face. This guy was homage hitting below the belt. And homage, they were punching and scratching and fighting. And homage, it was homage a battle royale. And the victor is that guy, is that idol with the hand. He came along there, he took out a hammer, and he smashed everybody to pieces. And Terah says to his son, come on. Come on. Are you crazy? These are idols! The boy said, hear what your mouth just said. These are idols. So why are you worshiping him, Dad? He got so furious. Don't ask me those questions. That's not a logical question. It makes no sense what you say. They try to convince him that he said that his mom is off the beaten track, and he took him to put him in a fiery furnace. To Nimrod, that this is a rebel. This guy's a rebel. We got to put him to death. Why? It was so logical. But what's the pshat? No one can understand. But the superficial dove, they believed. And not only that, you look at the Rambam, Hills of Israel, the whole generation, everybody in that cousin. How is it possible? So we could say that Avram, if we went around the room with the microphone, we asked everybody in a secret survey, the Rebbe said, what is it about Avram that he was different? What makes Avram different from everybody else? So most of them would say, what do you mean? Avram was the greatest philosopher. He had such a mind. Mamish Einstein couldn't compare to Avram's toenails. You thought Einstein was a smart guy? Avram Avinu's brain was 10 sizes bigger than Einstein's brain. The smartest person that lived in the history of the world. That's where we get the answers there. The smartest person I think that ever lived. He was the greatest philosopher. He was able to see into the deep depths of the universe. And he was a Kabbalist. He went to Los Angeles to the Kabbalist Center with what's her name? Madonna. And he got lessons in Kabbalah, 101 Kabbalah. He was a Kabbalist. What do you mean? The mysteries of the world, the secrets of the heavens. He learned Kabbalah 101. He read books on mysticism. And he was such a deepest of the deep thinkers. That was what Abraham was, Rabbi Yisrael. And that brought Avram That's what it rubbed to his recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's the depth of his brain. It was so deep. He knew, mamish, every secret. He could look at you and tell you what your shurish on the shama, what's doing inside of you. He could tell what you guys were doing last... Oh, maybe we shouldn't talk about it. But he could tell you everything. That was Avraham Avinu. Zok Rashi. Chagiga Daf Gimel. What was the godless of Avraham? Bas Nodiv. Al Shem, Shenodiv Yamasa Shenikra Nodiv, Al Shem, Shenodvoy Liboy Lahakir Boyra. He designated and donated his heart. You know, some people give, they have people for Rahman, some need kidneys, some people need livers, transplants, Nebuch Lo Aleinu. Avram donated something else, he donated his heart. To recognize Hashem. You see this Rashi, you start blinking a little bit. And maybe there's a mistake. Go to the Rashash. Or at least look at Art Scroll, note 27. Nodva Libo Lahakir Boiroi. He donated his heart to recognize Hashem. You recognize Hashem with your heart. Rashi, please. There's something going wrong over here. You donate your heart to recognize Hashem. It doesn't make sense for both sides. There's something going wrong over here. You donate your mind. You designate your mind. You get your mind ready to what's with the heart? So I want to explain this Rashi Bursai in a beautiful way. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a sefer on Agaritus. Koivetz Mamorim, it's called. They made it, but it's in the back of the quote. Koivetz Mamorim. And one of the first Mamorim, he says an unbelievable story. He asks a very simple question, but I said, which we're going to ask the crowd right now. What's one plus no? Anyway, the question is like this. The question is, he asks, what's the pshat? A 13-year-old bar mitzvah boy, everybody said, listen to this question he asks. A 13-year-old bar mitzvah bacha. You hear? A 13-year-old bar mitzvah bacha is mechuyev, and when he turns 13, this afternoon, there was a bar mitzvah boy, he was 12 and almost 13, but he's not mechuyev in any mitzvahs yet. Not me'adon raisa. Tonight, with v'hu racho, whatever, with maya, when he turns shkia, he's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs ha'toyim. Everything. This guy is 12, he's 12 and a half, he's an immature kid. He's still watching cartoons. He still asks his parents to come home. They should bring him his jelly beans. He's a kid that's so immature. And tonight, he's wearing a Borsellino hat. Two sizes too big. His father put it on his head. And now, he's all of a sudden with that Borsellino, everything changed. He's mechuyev all the mitzvahs. Zoivi, just like the greatest Gadol, like Rav Shach, like Rav Chaim Kanievsky. They're both mitzvah and mitzvahs now. Ask Rav Chana Watson a tremendous question. One of the mitzvahs of the Torah, which mitzvah is it? Which is to believe in only one God. Rafi will tell you afterwards which mitzvah it is exactly. But the mitzvah of the Torah, which is this week's parasha, Mircha Hashem Lekev, to believe in a God. Yes, Rabbi Chanan, we have big philosophers, giant thinkers, biggest philosophers in the universe. They wrote books. They wrote svarim. They have thesis where they discuss their non-belief in God. The biggest thinkers in the world. They've gone through the topics and according to their what they're thinking, and they've come to a conclusion. They don't believe. It's this, it's that. He comes out at the end of the thesis, I believe that I come from an ape. My grandmother was a chimpanzee. And that's why I enjoy bananas. Shakira bananas. That's what he's come to it. Evolution. Through his intelligence and through deep thinking, and this guy's talking about a smart person. His IQ is up there. He's come to that decision. So Esher B'chonin, how is it fair? You hear, and now we'll get into the question. Very simple question. How is it fair? This bar mitzvah bacha. He is mamish. First of all, he's in the gimel track. They put him in his local cheder. They really want to make a dollar track for this kid. But he would be all alone. That's how small his brain is. Pea size. Peabody brain. And he, this little kid's bar mitzvah bacha, with his pious behind his ear, his borsalino hat is too big. It's way too big for that brain. And he has to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And they have the biggest genius. His uncle's coming to the wedding. His uncle's coming to the bar mitzvah. His uncle is a bareheaded professor from Northwestern University. He's coming with his shirt on out. Mr. Harry Bernstein. Professor Harry. He's Taka Harry. His hair looks like Einstein. Professor Harry Bernstein is coming to the bar mitzvah. Uncle Harry. And he walks in there with his bare head. He's coming. He's not wearing a yarmulke. I don't believe in that stuff. Uncle Harry sits down next to the bar mitzvah boy with his hat. And they sit together. And there's Uncle Harry. Long hair. Sunglasses. Shirt open, head chair, his chest hairs are showing. Comes with Aunt Tilly, his sixth wife. He's a professor of how to deal with marriages. He's had so many marriages, he understands how to deal with marriages. He became a professor after the fourth one. He's wrote books on how to have a successful marriage. He had so much experience. Professor Harry's there! He's a big, deep thinker. He doesn't believe in God. And next to him, Uncle Bernstein, his nephew, with the porcelain that's too big. Maybe it can fit on Harry's head. And they all get into the dancing, and everybody takes it off, they put it on Harry's head, and then everybody's so happy. Harry's wearing a porcelain. But Harry goes home without the porcelain. He was asking him to put on a napkin on his head. Someone wrote Harry on it. So everybody knows who is there. Put a nice blue napkin on his head for benching. And he doesn't believe in anything. And I've gone through this many times. Uncle Harry. And little Shmuley burns these days. Uncle Harry! What's wrong with you? I don't believe. But I bought you a bar mitzvah present. My book on successful marriages. By the way, I'm getting divorced from my wife next week. But the Maisa! All wrapped up, his book, 10 Easy Steps How to Have a Successful Marriage. It's been edited and changed to 12 after the last marriage. Stay out of the direction of pots flying. Anyway, the kids are... So Mr. Harry's not a believer, and Shmuley Bernstein has to be a believer. He's mechuyed. If he doesn't believe, he's already over. How is it possible? Asked Rabbi Chanan. Answered Rabbi Chanan, unbelievable. Rabbi, so listen to the chat of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says like this. The pasuk says, "V'lo yisasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem." Don't go after your eyes, and don't go after your heart. Your heart and your eyes. Let's do acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. Acharei levavchem zuminus. That's apikorsis. Listen carefully, Rabbi said, this is your story, everybody has to know. That's apikorsis. Yes, Rabbi Chanan, apikorsis in the heart, apikorsis in the head. What's chanting the drush of Chazal? Says Rabbi Chanan, unbelievable, Rabbi said, such an unbelievable what you saw it. So Rabbi Chanan like this. Do you saw it? Is that to be a believer in God, it's the most simplest, most easy thing in the world. Go out and look at the world, says Yishai HaNavi. Su einechem morum uru'u mi bora eilu. Just go in a second and look at the stars. Look at a tree. Look at an apple. Look at an orange. Somebody, it has to be a creator. It can't come into being. Wrapped so beautiful. Saran wrapped apple. Totally covered. If one peel is off, and you can eat the peel. With a seed inside that makes it grow into a tree. You look into the Bria for a second. You're a believer. You're a believer! You just have to step outside. Belief in Hashem is the most simplest thing. And that's why every bar mitzvah bacha, you can have the brain of a total, you don't want to say, and you can be mechuyev to be a believer, because it's the simplest thing. It's more simpler than tying your shoes. Because it's so clear. It's so evident in the entire Bria, Hashem's handprint, so says Yishayanov. So the obvious question is, Uncle Harry. Uncle Harry is the question! Not Shmuel Bernstein's the question with the big boss Alito. He has to believe, because it's the most simplest thing. The world, the whole entire world, is a testimony. Everything we see is so clear, there's God here. So what's wrong with Harry? That's the new book that's coming out. What's wrong with Harry? And the answer to what's wrong with Harry, it's very simple. Says Rabbi Chaim's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'aloi al v'aloi tikach shuichat." Don't take bribery. Ki ha-shuichat ya'aver einei chachomim ve'einei pikchim. Shuichat, bribery, blinds you, Rabbi Yisrael. A guy gets a bribe from somebody, he can't see right. His eyes, his mind is perverted. He's perverted, Rabbi Yisrael. He's perverted towards the thing that he's been bribed with. Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, but I said, listen to the unbelievable story. Everybody! Every single person, including Uncle Harry, really should believe, because it's so simple. But they know. They're bribed by their taivis, by their desires, by their ritzoinas, by what they want. And those bribes are not letting them see good. Because he knows if he has to be a believer, if you believe in God, so there's purpose. If you believe in God, I have to do something with my life. I can't eat pork. I can't go to the base Z's every night. I can't hang out in wherever I want to hang out. I can't have what I want. So I'm bribed, says Rabbi Chanan, with my desires. And that's not letting me see the truth, the portion of the truth. Not a deep concept. The simplest of things. I won't see it. Why? I have a big bribe on my heart. I'm not giving up. Manhattan? Not on January 1st. I gotta be hit by the ball this year. I'm not giving up this and this and this time that I want. So you have shoichad, you're bribed. Once you're bribed, I have questions. I have questions. Two Talmidim of Elojin went off the derech, came to the Rosh Hashiva, the Chaim Elojin, and they said, Rebbe, we want to discuss. We went off, but we have questions on Yiddishkeit. We have questions on Yiddishkeit. So Rabbi Chaim Elojin says, any questions I'll answer. I'll answer all your questions. You won't have any questions. Come sit down. But I have one question for you. You have to answer me. When did you start having these questions? Before you got involved in all your tivus, all your stuff, or afterwards? Well, to tell you the truth, we started having questions after, you know, we got involved in these. So he said, I won't be able to answer you. Because you don't have questions. You have answers. And I can only give answers to questions, not the answers. Tifavot. You don't have any questions. These are your terutzim. Why? You want to go, you want to be involved with your taiva. So, oh, what's the answer? You're guilty? You don't feel good about yourself? I'm doing the wrong thing? Taiva, but I don't want to control it. I have questions! Questions. That terutzim to why you want to act. It's like this and that. You want to act like a behemoth. And you look into the lives, Rabbi Yisai, of these people. They say the biggest philosophers, they went into their lives, the look of that, they were animals! They talk of maybe came for the baboons! These guys, they look into their lives, some of these lives, the biggest philosophers, they wrote books about him, and they said they once caught him, one of these big philosophers, I forgot who it was, he was mommy's doing the most disgusting act. They said, I'm not that person right now. I'm an animal. They wanted to live a life of freedom. What they call freedom, that's different. Shmuel's wife, it's not freedom. I want to live life. I want to do what I want to do. I want free reign. I want to be the animal and eat whatever I want and do whatever I want, cheat on my wife, do whatever I want. I want to be a total animal. That's why my hair looks like Uncle Harry. You know, in case anybody walk down the street, they might mistake me for, a baboon. I want to look like an animal. I'll grow a handlebar mustache. I'll grow long hair. Why? I want a free reign to do what I want. And the desires of the heart of a person bribe him. And I can't, I don't want to see the truth, says Rabbi Chana. That's why it's in the heart, says Rabbi Chana. Minus, because it's not in the brain. The brain understands so clearly that there's God. The heart, which desires all the time, makes that creates the whole apikorsis. So let's go back to this Rashi, Rabbi. I said, if you Rabbi Chanan, Rashi doesn't say this is my vort, but I think it's unbelievable. Now let's go back to the Rashi and Chagiga. Rashi's so unsweet, we could do a dance now on this Rashi, Rabbi. I hold anybody who hears after this Rabbi Chanan hears this Rashi, they'll do a dance on Rashi. What's the greatness of Avram? We asked. The greatest thinker, the most deepest thinker, mysticism! Rashi says, no. He donated his heart to recognize Hashem. He said he donated his heart? Yes. The pshat is Avram did one thing that everybody knew it's right. You think Terach really believed that those oils meant anything? He made them. He sold them. They got smashed in a second. But Terach didn't want to believe. He made money off this. He had shoychah. Avram was ready. I'm giving my heart, my desires. Not Valibai. He gave his heart. Oh! Of course now he recognized Hashem Avram. He's ready to give up all his desires. I'm ready to do the truth and nothing but the truth. I donate my heart to you, Hashem. My desires are to you. I'm not ready to be bribed in my heart. Of course he recognized Hashem. Nothing's stopping him. But if you're not ready to give your heart, call Tuva, but he said, if your heart wants to go in its own way, you'll never see Hashem. Because you're bribed in Shoychad. Avram was ready to give his heart, so Meili understood Hashem. This is the Pshah, but he said, maybe. In Yisro's greatness also, but he said, Shenod Volibo Zakrashi. He gave his heart. He gave his heart up for Hashem to go here to Divrei Torah. Hashem says, you give me your heart. Ready to give up everything, all your desires for me. Oh, now he's ready to hear Torah. Now Yisro's going to come out. That's a Madrega of Avraham Avinu. That's a true ger. That's greatness. It's a hard thing to give up the heart. A person was created with desires. A person was created with tzoinos. And Hashem made a world that, like Mr. Shom says, is pulling us away and gets us all intrigued and interested. And Hashem made fancy things and nice looking things. And the heart gets desires. And all of a sudden, he was a nice yeshiva bacha. And then he saw something that his heart desired. And that's it. Shalom, Rebbe. I don't believe anymore. Wow. I wonder why. How good does she look? I don't believe. This stuff is not for me, Rebbe. That's it. Torah is not. Learning's not for me. Oh boy, after last night, learning might not be for you. Oh yeah. She's calling on the telephone again. Oh Rebbe, I don't know if it's for me learning. Why is it learning for you? It's the most geschmack, it's the most emes, it's the truth. Of course learning's for you. It touches your neshama. It's beautiful. Oh Rebbe, it's not for me. I don't know why, I don't know why. Give me the phone, I'll tell you why. Press that button, open up your iPhone to your Facebook, and I'll tell you why it's not for you. I'll give you 18 reasons. Bracha Bernstein, Shirley Menstein, 18 reasons why it's not for you right now. Besides your Instagram, with all the pictures that people are sending you. I once was in a car with a guy, a Talmud that was mechazik. Whenever I go back to the States, I try to mechazik the Talmidim. I spent the Friday with learning with a guy. So let's go to the mikveh. Let's go to the mikveh together. Let's go to the mikveh. I get him to go to the mikveh. We went to the mikveh Erev Shabbos, and he was toivel, and he came out, and we went to the car. I said, "Wow, unbelievable chizik." We're in the car, and all of a sudden he has his phone. He had like one of those phones, whatever it was, a BlackBerry, Blueberry, or something, whatever it was. And all of a sudden he said, he gets this beep, bing! And all of a sudden he holds his phone, and he says, "Rebbe, I got to go back to mikveh." So what happened? Somebody sent me a picture. Your mom said it to me. My mom was a true miser. I said, "Rebbe, I got to go back to mikveh already." I said, "What happened?" The guy sent me a picture. My mom was like, "That boom." That guy was walking the street, he saw, I don't know what he saw, wherever he was. He said, "Hey, I just want to tell you what's happened. My status, bing, back to the mikvah, in a quarter of a second." It's not for me, of course not for you. Of course not for you. You're doing that stuff, you're hanging out with that, your heart gets bribed. And all of a sudden, oh, I don't know if learning's for me so much. I don't know if I'm cut out for it. You were learning so good, Yankala Bernstein. You were staggy learning. What happened? All of a sudden, one lonely night, all of a sudden learning's not for him. Oh boy, was it. It wasn't just a lonely night after all. It started off lonely, but it ended up not lonely. All of a sudden he met somebody. I got enlightened. Especially if some things came off, you got, oh boy, to get enlightened. And now, oh, Rebbe, I see it all different now. Oh boy, do you see it different? Your heart has been bribed. You don't see the truth. Your heart has been now taken away in the shoycha, the bribery of that taiva. Whether it's money, whether it's any taiva that's out there, boys, that has bribed you to believe. But this is the truth now. This is what I have to do now in my life. So the greatness of Yisro was, he came out there and said, "God, I'm going to do an operation. We're having a new committee, Rabbi Yisrael. People donate your liver, donate your kidney, donate the eyeballs! Back of that driver's license, I want my eyeballs going to somebody." You didn't have a new thing, Rabbi Yisrael. Give your heart. Give your heart, Rabbi Yisrael. Rachmono libo boi. God wants our hearts. Donate your hearts, Rabbi Yisrael. Give your hearts to Hashem. Hashem, my heart is yours. I want you to have my heart. You got my heart? I'll be the great. I'll be the most simple. I'll be the greatest believer. I won't have any questions. I'll serve you for great. But once I have all that shoychan in my heart's not with you, Hashem. You will have to. So Hashem lekecha. With all your hearts, Egrashi, Shadloi Tei Libcha Choluk. Your heart shouldn't be split. It's 100% donated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can't be split. It can't be part to this person and part to that person. It's all for Hashem. And then you're the greatest believer. But what that does, Rabbi Yisrael, you know what that does? You know what Hashem called Avram, Rabbi Yisrael? You know, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Chazal tells us it's Psukim in Tanakh. Hashem called Avram. Avram, it doesn't say that, but it came out by anybody. Avram Oyhavi. Avram, my loved one. Loved. It doesn't say that, it came out about anyway. He called him my loved one. Avram was the first one who donated your heart. You know when you give your heart to somebody? The person gives a limb. Oh, wow. A guy, Nebuchadnezzar's brother, I know a person in the neighborhood, his brother never had a kidney. He didn't need a kidney. His brother gave him his kidney. Unbelievable. A guy gave another guy his liver. Part of his liver, whatever. He can't survive it. But people give parts of the body that can survive. Can you imagine giving some of your heart? That's it, Rabbi Zad. You know? You can't give part of your heart. You'll have to show the kecha. Finish them. You got my heart. Heart is the area of love, Rabbi Zad. You know, whenever you want to make a pick, you know, two people, they put that heart, and inside, the two names. The heart is the makom of love. You give your heart to Hashem, that's the greatest love, Rabbi Yisrael. You show that love to Hashem, Hashem wants to shower you, Rabbi Yisrael. Shower you with good things. You gave me your heart. Avram, you want the blessing of God, Rabbi Yisrael. Everything that we have, Eretz Yisrael, everything, all to Avram. You gave him everything. Anything you want, and whatever you bless, I'll bless you. Whatever, who you ever say you bless, he'll be blessed, and who you curse will be cursed. You have everything. You have the power of Hashem. Why? Because he gave his heart to Hashem. This guy gave me his heart. He gave me his heart. I give him everything. Yisro gave his heart. Not v'liboy. Shmoya didn't tell you. He gave it all up. He gave his desires. I want you, God. I want to be your loved one. Yisro becomes one of the greatest game that there was in the history of the world. Parshas Yisro, a parshas in the Torah, by the way. We're laying this week and get up. Parshas Yisro, where you go, Mishabas? Yisro! Yisro! Jethro! The priest! He's a parshas in the Torah! Okay, he's the parshas that talks about the cities of Israel. No, he's the parshas of Kabbalah's Torah! He's the parshas which Hashem was Megala, Kabbalah's Torah to Klal Yisrael! Why? Should not v'liboy lishmoya devei Torah. He gave his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such mesivas nefesh, such love, Hashem pays back. It's unbelievable. And Yisro's grandchildren sat on the Bezdin, sat on in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yisrael. All because he gave his heart. Rabbi Yisrael, this is something that we have to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, the greatest amount of love. But if we want to get, Rabbi Yisrael, if we want to get there, Rabbi Yisrael, if we want to truly get to the right place, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to donate our hearts. Show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want Shaykha, we don't want to be bribed. Our hearts are for you, Hashem. In our hearts, it's about you, Hashem. We give our hearts to you. We love you, Hashem. Truly, v'ahavta, as Hashem alakech, b'chol levavcha. This is the godless of Yisro, Rabbi Yisrael. The ger who brought the Klal Yisrael, this legacy, and his grandchildren are sitting in Sanhedrin, as a parish in the Torah, the parish of Kabbalah's Torah, to teach us that if you truly want Torah, if you truly want a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you want to be a son and a grandchild of Avraham Avinu, Shenod V'Liboy, he donated his heart. L'Hakiris Boiroi. We're those grandchildren, so we have in us the power. There won't be any questions anymore. There won't be any difficulties. When we're ready to give our heart, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that we're ready to give our heart, the Simcha and the Gishmak and the Siyat Gishmaya that's waiting for us. Hashem wants to show to his loved ones. Let's show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we love him. B'zoicha to Nod V'Liboy. B'zoicha to the brachas and the gadlus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has waiting for us. To one day when all our hearts come together, in that unison, together, all the hearts of Israel, all the hearts of Klal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Shalom, we want you! Nothing else!